So always remember, awareness is like the triangle, the Trinity triangle, where you use the awareness to develop the direct seeing, insight into phenomena, to cultivate the wisdom or the understanding part, direct. Whereas consciousness and the thought, you use it to live life. Can you understand? So now I draw on the whiteboard. Now you can understand how to apply. So this Trinity triangle is a good way of representing, see the pure awareness or the pure consciousness. So from here you go this direction, you develop what we call wisdom or understanding. This one is understanding. So this direction is what we call meditative direct seeing. Here is mundane living. Here is a senses of five aggregate of form and mind. So here you use consciousness as thought. And this is how, upon contact, consciousness arises. Then the brain, there is this brain. Actually, inside this one, the form and mind, there is also the brain. Well, the brain is the number six senses, you understand? The five physical senses and the brain, which is thought consciousness, this is the one that carry your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system. This is the discriminative mind. Understand? That's why this one becomes the seven consciousness. This one trigger off thinking. Understand? As thought. At first, it's the pure vijnanam, understand? Pure consciousness, no content yet. The Buddha said, in the seeing, it's only the seeing consciousness. You can only see through this one, with wisdom, direct seeing. Then, here, you see things as they are, understand? Just the pure perception, pure consciousness, no word, no labeling, nothing, no concept. Whereas you come this direction, this thought has the content, understand? What is the thought? Second aspect of? Five aggregate of form and mind. Means the pure consciousness, when you input the content from your memory or your brain, this is where your conditioning, belief system, etc. Understand? So this one, they call it the seven consciousness. Or discriminative mind. So Mahayana call this fen bie xing, understand? It starts to discriminate like and dislike, right and wrong, good and bad. Then all the verbalization, the command, just like Krishnamurti say, a lot of commentator inside there, understand? Everything you come to know throughout the day, what you read in the newspaper, you also want to comment. What you hear, you also want to comment. What come to your thought, you also want to comment. So this discriminative mind or discriminative consciousness is the one that create problem for you. And when you discriminate, you create karmic. Understand? So karmic arise when there is the moral intention involved. Understand not? Like and dislike is what? Duality created by thought. And this is what the brain is all about. So acting according to this brain, which is memory, brain, memory, is not acting at all. Understand not? Well, this memory is not wisdom. It's all knowledge. It carries with it all the psychological rubbish. You know what other psychological rubbish? Your fear, your what they call scars of memory, your phobia, your insecurity, your like and dislike, your craving, your greed, your selfishness, your emotional negativity. And fear is a result of not understanding, projecting your thought. So all this happens when you live life this way. That's why this is also called mundane living, understand not? So this is, you use consciousness and thought because there is mundane living. Now you can understand. Human beings are most of the time here, understand not? They seldom go this direction. So to go this direction, you need sati. You need to stabilize this pure awareness. Or we call sati. That's why the Buddha says sati is life. When you are not here, you are not living life. But as a human being, you are caught here, understand not? This is where the mundane mind together with the phenomenon of consciousness is, the creation that create havoc for living being. So with this triangle, it's easy for you to understand. Clear or not like that? Better rejoice. So although it's a simple talk, over about 2 to 3 hours, I remember, but the whole understanding that is very, very important is there. So understanding this book will let you understand cultivation. Then you will see how you become what you are before you have the awareness. That's why when you understand this process, you see the importance of having this pure awareness. That's why Hui Ning say, first category of practice, the hallmark of healing, is to go to this wu nian, no thought, understand? This is the pure awareness without thought. That's why wu nian de jing jie. This is where you have to be. To be aware is to be here. To be heedless is to be here, understand? Lost in thought, at the senses and the brain and the memory. So this one is heedless living. So this one is heedful living. So this one you refer to the book. There is a drawing there, I think. The Heart Sutta book. 243, appendix, page 243. So that triangle is there. No need to copy notes. Understand not? So is it clear? Do you have any question? Anything you don't understand, not clear, you better ask to make it clear. When you are clear, you see the delusion very clearly. Then you ask yourself, why are you, before you understand the Dhamma, always living life this direction? So this one is mundane living, understand? Leading to heedless living. When you create all the discriminative consciousness, means karmic consciousness. That's why this one is forever in samsara, the heedless are as if dead, understand? Whereas if you have the awareness, you develop heedfulness. So this is heedful living. Then you develop wisdom. Wisdom connected to this form and mind. That is how this heedful living also arises. When you cultivate, it's also heedful living. But when you have the wisdom, you know how to live life, and this is really heedful living. So when you cultivate, it's the direct seeing, understand not? To awaken, to realize the truth, to understand what is going on within life. Means you see how you create and how you get yourself entangled, suffer, and become miserable. If you can see this, will you continue this way of living? You definitely won't share. Then, strive on with heedfulness to develop this another so that you can live life. This is the noble life, heedful living. Like that also don't know how to choose. Need to be reminded so many times. But when you go this direction and become heedless, nobody need to remind you, understand? Or? It's like very habitual, so very easy to land yourself here. But to understand this, to do this, is so difficult. That's why in this universe, a very small percentage only understand this. I think 0.000, don't know how many zero, then only one down there. And even that number is quite big, you know. We have, you got 8 billion people, you know. 8 billion times 0.00001. How many? 80,000. Means, let's say you got 80,000 know how to do this. But how many really stabilize the understanding and realize the wisdom and free and can live the peaceful life? That one is even more rare. That's not all. Out of the 80,000, maybe 1% is 800, no. To me, it's still high. Understand? Maybe 0.1% of those who know how to cultivate stand a chance. That one is more probable. That's why I help Beng Fi. That's why you all attend retreat. Understand? But not all retreat can teach you like that. Understand? You all have heard Cindy go everywhere, retreat, Bing Fi and Kong Chai, they also go to so many retreats. But what did they teach you? The standard traditional way, and so on. Did you learn the real Dhamma that is related to life, that can let you understand the process? Means how you function as a human being, how you operate as a human being. All this, very few people can understand. So how to teach you? And do you realize all this that I share, the so-called holy book, or our Tipitaka, or even Theravada's recorded teaching, they don't have. You realize or not? All the essential Dhamma, yes, they have. Yeah. They have the words, the terminology. But to explain until it's a living reality so that you can understand what is really going on in your life, very few. I haven't seen anybody, to tell you the truth. But most of them are very theoretical. That's why I used to tell Chin Hao Song last night, they all, you read Dhamma book, I see a lot of Dhamma, a lot of the Dhamma term there, and a lot of them tell me, brother, this book very good. But when I read, I cannot find the real thing, the real understanding inside there. Most of them is words, understand? But word is not the thing. Just like the word, three evil root, okay? Greed, hatred, and delusion. This is a very simple example. If you don't go into it, you don't have the awareness, you don't understand what is greed one. No. You only know the word, greedy, selfish. But you must see the content of consciousness, the ego that stir you and create the evil root. No. That is the real understanding. Then you become very sensitive. No. Then anything that is very subtle craving also you can see. No. Understand? No. But the thought always deceive you. Sometimes front dog cannot make it because you develop some form of understanding. And they come through the back door, they suggest something else to you. That's how people cannot understand. Then when it comes to the real teaching, what is sati, people find it so difficult to understand. Then even if they understand, they do all the so-called mindfulness training is according to what they interpret as the teaching. So to come to here, no thought, you think so easy. Very few people in the world can know this. Even they know this, they cannot stabilize this. Understand? That's why there is no way this understanding can come unless the great being, the good friend, or the Buddha nature, the great being's nature, the real Kayamita, their energy, their vibration, their vow, they can take you there. Understand? If you depend on normal guide and teacher, you cannot find. Well, in this world, very few have the understanding. So understand this and tell yourself, make the aspiration that the Buddha teach you. Chant now. Ipmina, kamina, mame bala samagamo, satang samagamo hotu, yawa nivana pachiya. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So now you understand. That's why the Buddha say aspire this way. But like the other Kayamita say, you must learn how to recognize who are the heedless, who are the foolish, and who are the enlightened one. Otherwise, you meet, you cannot recognize. Understand? Huh? So, after going through with you, what is a trained mind, what is an untrained mind, and the essential Dhamma of the Buddha, now you know. If you are not the wise one, means you are all the time heedless. You don't have the Noble Eightfold Path, path factor, the Noble Path factor to guide you. So you can see one, like Sun Hwa say, you want to know whether that guy is a spiritual guy or cultivator or not. You see whether he got greed or not, whether he heedless or not, whether he's selfish or not, whether he's egoic or not. These are the things you can see. If every time late night one asks you to go and drink, asks you to go and poya poya, you know that is not the heedful one. That is the heedless one. Then all their speech are frivolous, only create what they call excitement. And to them, no need money to say bad things about people, you know, to comment and all things. So through all this, you will know the heedless are as if dead, where they don't stand a chance, and they never pay attention to life. To them, when things are favorable, they enjoy life. Then got trouble that time, they panic, they worry, then they look here, look there for help. And these are the people that are non-cultivated of the way. So if you choose to be like them, that is your choice. If you don't want like AB shake the head, then you better strive on, and so on. That's why they become serious. So for you to progress, you must be serious. Then listen attentively and get the pointer that points towards the training. Then persevere. So what you need is three things. What are they? Faith. Sincerity. So you ask yourself, do you have all these three?
Yes.
Sadhu. So now you go through. Faith, I think if you attend after 8 days retreat, if you still don't have faith, sorry. I don't know what to do with you. Then follow the fifth advice of the Buddha. With clenched teeth, tongue against the palate, do it yourself. Nobody can teach you. Number two, this one you think easier. Most people will tell me, hey, Pratyu, I'm a very serious one, no, I really want to learn, no. You know what is the real understanding of sincerity or not? Means you see the importance, that's why you become very sincere. You will never debate already. People tell you psychic or what? No, already. But most people who walk this way, they don't know that they are not sincere one, you know. You know why? Somebody come along, hey, this monk very famous, oh. This person very famous. Wow, this one, instant one. Oh. You go, you believe only, you guaranteed that thing. Oh. Means what? You are looking for Maggie Mee, you know. Understand? Oh? Instant one. Oh. But without understanding, how can this happen? So, do not be gullible. I use the word again, gullible. I hope you don't mind. Gullible means easily believe people tell you. There is this inherent greed in you. When everybody accept and say he is very good and very popular, then the whole crowd instinct all go. You know, somebody asked Xuan Hua, no? He said, why is certain monk, I don't want to name, but he very popular, no? So we don't name the name. Huh? He's very famous in the 80s and 90s, this one. But he go in Rolls Royce and gold watch and all those things. A lot of people give him money and offer to him. Yeah? He is like, I think, a lot of psychic one. Huh? Then they ask Master Shen Hua, I remember, that was 1986 when he came to Malaysia. He said, very easy. He said, everybody know drugs. Eh? It's harmful, isn't it? But why so many drug addicts? You understand? Or? Because there is something to lure them, understand? Or? So the real one is very rare, already proved to you, understand? Or? But now, just like now scam, eh? All the scam, all the website all over, no. You're not careful. You believe you can. Some very smart people, you know, accountant, lawyer, also can now. You know. Why? Because society is like that. So when you understand this, you tell yourself, if I have sincerity, means I already see the importance of this cultivation, and I will not deviate. If people tell me psychic, what all, no point. Well, for me, what free? Huh? If they tell you all those things, that doesn't lead to wisdom and you gullibly follow, which means you lack sincerity. Your greed has driven you. So only wisdom free. Remember this. Whatever they try to entice you or lead you to, if it doesn't lead to the understanding or the wisdom, then don't follow. Understand? So this one is the most important. Only wisdom free. Then this three is very easy to understand, but not easy to do. Understand? Most people give up on. Understand? Yeah, they can't see any result. They can't really like have faith in what they do. So after a while, they give up. So you look at our society, you can see a lot of people, because they lack perseverance, they does not persevere through, they cannot develop success in life. So success in life, you need to have passion. You like to do this because you see the importance, the beauty of it. That passion drives you. That's why the four bases of success that the Buddha taught is what? First one is what? Ah, chanda. That is passion. You must have passion. Four bases of success. This is part of the enlightenment factor. First one is chanda. Passion. You must see the important and you must have the passion in this thing. The cultivation or whatever that will lead to success. Then after that, second one is what? Virya. Viriya. So this virya is a spiritual zeal. After you see the important, when you have this passion, it will drive you, understand? Drives you. To develop the understanding and all those things to go this way. Then for worldly people, the third one is what? Citta. This one is mind, mundane mind, but willpower. And this one is what perseverance is all about. Understand? Huh? When you have the willpower, what did people tell you? If there is a will, that's why you will go all out. Understand? Huh? Because you are sincere. If there is a will, you want to achieve it, you go all out. Understand? Huh? The last one is what? Vimangsa. Investigative. Vimangsa. So this is the investigative part. Like Dhamma investigation. Investigative. Learning. Means you go and find out. You go and investigate into it. It's just like the ISO standard, international standard organizations, that you keep on improving on your process, understand? You see all the organizations that people do, how they develop better and better international standard. Then from there, you investigate. Then every time you make mistake, all the successful men will tell you, understand? Mistake is your greatest teacher. You don't make mistake, you don't learn. You think everybody born also don't make mistake? The Buddha also make mistake before the enlightenment. Understand? And a lot of people make mistake. Before I know what the Dhamma is, when I was young, I kill mosquito. Because you still don't have the understanding. So mistake is good. When you learn the karmic comeback, you learn. But you don't wait until karmic comeback, still don't learn. Still complain and still react. Then too bad. So all this are in the teaching. These four bases of success is for worldly one. But it's also a 37th factor of enlightenment. Understand? The first category. And this is how you can actually develop the practice. So first one, easy. Second one, now I point out already, only wisdom free. So don't go and look for psychic and all those things. That's why the 10 defilement of insight, do not be complacent, understand? Then do not deviate. Yeah. So clear comprehension of non-delusion, understand? Then clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose. You understand this too or not? Sincerity means you only cultivate this clear comprehension to develop the direct seeing, to awaken wisdom. You don't use it to focus, concentrate, and develop energy field. Understand? Well, that one will not bring about panya or wisdom to free you. That's why the spiritual faculty is sadda, virya, sati, then samadhi, then panya. The last one is panya here, wisdom, panya. So these five spiritual faculty will guide you. Okay?